Boker Tov, everyone. We're on the top of page 20. We're finishing the Ramah over here. Finishing Simen Kuf Chav Ches and moving on to Simen Kuf Chav Tes. But before we start Kuf Chav Tes, the end of Kuf Chav Ches is a very interesting din and a very lamaisa din. And this is probably the Kohanim's favorite din that unfortunately a lot of people don't know about. And that is that you have to act, okay, after with all the dinim of Birkas Kohanim. So that was the whole Simen Kuf Chav Ches. Who could do Birkas Kohanim? How to do Birkas Kohanim? V'chulei v'chulei. Now we get to the extra dinim of a Kohen. They have to mechabi the Kohen. Okay, we learn it most Rishonim, many Rishonim, I learn that this is a chi of daraisa v'kidash to mekadish a Kohen to serve Kohanim and not make them serve you. That is a mitzvah daraisa. And therefore, the Ramah brings down over here, Aser liyishtamish b'kohen afilu b'zman hazeh. Even nowadays, with no Beis HaMikdash, there is still Kedushas Kahuna, and therefore, it is still Aser liyishtamish b'kohen. We'll talk about it in a second. The Havi Kemoel b'hektash. It's like using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash inappropriately is Aser. Okay, it's Me'ila, one of the worst of Zaver. So too, using a Kohen for your own purposes is also going to be Aser. Im lo machal al kach, if he is not mochal on this. Now, we have to understand there are a couple different dinim over here. There's, let's say, three different levels. One is, there's an inyan that you're supposed to mechabi the Kohen that you're supposed to give him first. Okay, he gets the first aliyah, he's supposed to bench first, he's actually supposed to get the first portion, I don't know when he's serving food. I guess, he gets first cheshen kugel also. He's really supposed to go to the Kohen, he's supposed to be mechabied with first with everything. First in line, v'chulei, that is one din. There's another din is over here, what the Ramah is talking about, is not to mishtamish b'koin, not to ask Kohanim for favors. Okay, you're using the coin for your own benefit. That is the second level. There's a third level, which is even worse, using a coin to make them do things that are bizyonos, that are disgusting, okay, cleaning toilets and things like this. Okay, that's even a more severe thing, as we'll soon see. Okay, so now, the Ramah tells us over here that... So that's the deal. Now, we have to understand over here, let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside over here, Sif Kadin Kufayin Dal. He says, Sharei Nemer V'kidashto, Ki Et Lechem Elokechu Makriv. V'Achshah, She'en Lana Korbanos, even though nowadays we don't have the Korbanos, B'Kedushas Almighty still has the Kedushas Kehuna. U'Mashim Sa'aster B'Gerusha, U'Latami L'Meisim, and therefore all the Dinim D'Araisas, he still has to marry Gerusha, he still has to the Matami L'Meisim, like we learned earlier on. All these things still apply because he still has Kedushas Kehuna, and therefore these things are going to be us. Now, does Mechila work? If he says, okay, I don't care so much. So we see over here, the Ramah says, Im lo machal al kach, dahainu mashma, that Mechila does work as the Mishnah Berurah fleshes out. In Sikotin kuv ayin hey, avo im machal mutter shukvod kehuna, Kamo, liftoach brishon, liftoach mana yafer rishon, uchdor shein mukhoim lechadam, nitlam rakla, nosan, levicha biyad olimcha, since it's given to them for their own honor, if they want to be mochel on that, v'litin, reshusle yisrael ishtamish bo, they are allowed to go ahead and do this. So the pashas of the Ramah over here, that they are allowed to go give up on their kavod, and they can be mochel on their kavod. And that's the psak of the Ramah over here, and therefore, that's what we do over here. Sometimes we ask the Kohen to be Machal, and then we give the Yisrael to bench instead of the Kohen. Okay, really you're supposed to ask, like, not just when the Yisrael benches, he says, Lichvod HaKohen. Okay, that's not our Bishus HaKohen. Okay, he's supposed to actually ask Rishus from the Kohen beforehand, because he's supposed to take his place. That's one thing. Okay, furthermore, it sounds like from the Ramah also, so not only that, it's Masher from the Ramah, even to ask him to do a favor for you, to mishamish him, also mechila is going to work, because that's what the Ramah is talking about, aser lishtamish b'kohen. He's not talking about only giving him first, but he's also, the second level, to mishtamish the kohen, also sounds like mechila works. So he says, sorry, Moshe HaKohen, okay, could you mind helping out with something? If he says that, no problem. So he's being mocha on his covered, and that's gonna be mutter, also according to the Ramah. And this, the Taz disagrees. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah, it says, Yesh Misha Omen. Okay, he's quoting the Taz over here. She'eini yachol itin rishus lishtamish bo, eli kin yesh lo eiza hana, kigom b'schar, o lafil b'chinon lo adam chashuv. If he's getting paid for it, so he's getting machal, he's getting benefit for it. That's good. If it's an adam chashuv who asks him for it, his Rosh Hashiva asks him for a favor, so he feels good that he's helping his Rosh Hashiva, and therefore he himself is getting hana for this, and therefore it's going to be shu chafetz l'sham shu na'am imizeh. He's getting enough from this. Alvim ein lo shu hana, it's just his roommate. Okay, this is a roommate asking for a favor. Is that ain yachalimcho? He doesn't have the right to be mochal over here. The afa gab the kavod yachalimcho shimush inyan shal bizayinu v'tov lahachmer lechatchila. And therefore it's tov la'achil v'chatzilah, but once again, you do have the Ramah to be samech on. It's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz, if you give me mochel on this. The Ramah holds mutter, the Taz holds asr, and he says over here, tov la'achil v'chatzilah. However, then he brings down the third level. Ulishtamish b'em shruyos b'zuyos. But to ask them to go ahead and clean your toilet, let's say, b'vada yesh lizayir, for sure then you have to be mizayir over here, and then not to ask them for a due tashmish b'zuy. Now, once again, we have to throw the question back. When we say over here to be machmer, not to ask them to tashmish b'zuy, this is only if they're not getting hanah from it, okay? They're not getting paid for it, or they're not, the Rosh Hashiva is not the one who asked them to do it, or even if they get schar for it, even for tashish bozli, that we're not going to be able to be mochel, they're not going to be able to be mochel on. That they're not going to be mochel on. That's the shayla over here. I saw Rosh Shlomo Zalman says lechatchila, you should not even do it b'schar. Okay, he's talking about a shayla. He says, well, could a kohen be a nurse? Okay, a doctor, he doesn't have to do so many disgusting things, but a nurse, they have to change the, I don't know, to do things that are really disgusting sometimes. A nurse. Can a kohen be a nurse? Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the evidence is they're getting paid for it. You can rely on it. Better for them not to be a nurse. Better for a kohen not to choose the profession of being a nurse. Okay? But, the evidence, if they're already a nurse, since they're getting paid for it, they're getting enough from it, then it's going to be mutter. And lechor, that's the same thing over here. Look at Marina Rabbeinu Nevins on the new Mishnah Berurah. It brought down over here. He says it's also. In Dibur Masal Yesh Li Zayir, number one, he says, if you have in a camp, let's say, I don't know, they have a Torah who cleans the bathrooms, says Rav Nevinsol, the Kohen should not be put in the Torah Nut. Tashmish Bozoi, for a Kohen, he should not be in the Torah Nut for cleaning the bathrooms. He says, Ubischar Tzarachin. Okay, if they're gonna get Schar, then he leaves Tzarachin. So that's the Shiloh over here. Can, if they're getting Hana from Tashmish Bozoi, can a Kohen be mochel on that also? That's a tzarcho. We know, we already see like the similar Rosh Hashanah. Lechatchila not to do it. B'diavad, since they're getting schar, then it's going to be mutter for them to go ahead and do. Okay, so that's the new Rav Nevinsol Mishnah Berurah over here. That's in terms of Tashmish Bozoi. So that's the Chaz of the Dinim. Lechatchila, they're supposed to get first in everything. Okay, that's the Kiddushto Manri Shoy. The one thing they for sure cannot be mochel, by the way, halachas will learn in Hilchos Kriyas Torah, get Kohen Aliyah first, they can't be mochel and give it to Yisrael. That they're not going to do because it's going to cause all types of machlokas in the Beis Knesses, and we don't want to get involved with that. Therefore, we always give the Kohen Rishon without getting into that right now. Okay? They can be mochel, other than that, benching first. Getting the first mana, they can... Okay? On the second level of Kedusha, they're allowed to be mochel according to the Ramah, but according to the Taz, if you're asking to do us a favor, you should better not to ask a Kohen, even if they're mochel, it might not work. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov la'achmer, but for sure, the third level, Bizyonos, to ask him to come, clean the toilets, okay, maybe even take out your garbage, might not be, that might be considered a bizayim to the Kohen, and you should not ask a Kohen to go ahead and do it. Sounds like even for schar, you should not ask a Kohen to go ahead and do these things. Now, the interesting Biralacha, what about it, can a Kohen ask another Kohen? Okay, could a Kohen ask another Kohen for a favor? Look inside Bir Alokha, Dir Maskal, also Lishtamish Kohen, the Kohen, Esher Shemutter. So the Kohen asking another Kohen, Esher Shemutter. And then, he brings another thing which might be very kashur to what we're talking about over here. It's Rosh Hashiva, it's Rav Nevinsol. It's Vigam Yeshim, it's starting the hackle, the Kohen Ama Aretz. The Kohen Ama Aretz, maybe you have room to be Makel, okay, over here. So therefore, that gets into, maybe, like a Rosh Hashiva asking a Rastam Kohen, is that, such Talmud Chacham? Maybe then it would be mutter. But once again, the Bir Alacha says, Mikol Makom, Bishuyot, Bizuyot, Bavadi Nachal Nizar. Once again, by the third level, by things that are Bizayon, even this, it should also be Machmer, even if it's talking about a Kohen, Kohen Ama Aretz. Okay, so that's a couple of these dinim over here. Important dinim in terms of the importance of a Kohen, and Mechabi the Kohen, and these signs, the more you do it. Once again, you can Mekayim a Mitzvah of Yikirashto, when you're Mechabi the Kohen, all these inyan. Moving on to 7 Kuf, Chaf, test, which is also very lamaisa, in just a couple of days, this is the din, in general, like Tanis Sibor, which we had yesterday, but also Yom Kippur, in terms of doing Birkas, when you do Birkas Kohanim, and when you don't be Birkas Kohanim. It's all, totally a complicated sugi in Tainis, okay? We'll try and say this as clear as possible, maybe we'll come back to it again tomorrow. Says the Mechaber Simin Kuchav Tes. Ein Nisiyas Kapayim El B'Shachris U'Musav U'Mini'ilah. The first point is that we only do Birkas Kohanim Shachris Musaf and Ne'ila. Now, you should know Misachas Tanis, it talks about all different days that you say Tfilas Ne'ila. We happen to only do it on Yom Kippur nowadays. But there are other days that back in the day, they used to have a tefillas ne'ilah in terms of fasting, and when there's lack of rain and things like this, they would have tefillas ne'ilah. Okay, those days mostly don't apply nowadays, but we still have Yom Kippur, and therefore, v'yom sheyesh bo ne'ilah, kamo v'yom kippurim. Okay, ne'ilah, that day that there is ne'ilah, like Yom Kippurim, you do birkas kohanim and ne'ilah. Avalo b'mincha, not by mincha. Why is there no birkas kohanim by mincha? The shchicha shichrus ba'oto shah shemiya kohen shikor, because we're afraid that after eating lunch, the kohen got a little shikur, and he's going to go out and do birkas kohanim while he's shikur, like we learned earlier on. The birkas kohanim is also to do while he's drunk, and therefore they're mevatel the mitzvah of birkas kohanim in tefilas mincha, not to the gazru. The mincha shel tainis atu mincha shar yom. Now the mechayr rings down over here. What about the netainis when they're not eating anyways? They should do birkas kohanim in mincha. So it says over here we're gozer mincha an a tainis zibor atu mincha the shar yomim. And therefore, we don't do it a mincha even on Tainis Sibur. Aval, however, the Tainis she ain't bo ne'ilah, but a Tainis that does not have it. That's like Tainis that has ne'ilah. Like on Yom Kippurim. No birkas kohanim mincha. But a Tainis that does not have ne'ilah, like most of our Tainis, and like we just had in some Gedalia, or Tainis Esther, Sarbateves, v'chuli, all these days that there's no ne'ilah. Hoel feels mincha samach l'shkias achama. Since the minute is to daven mincha samach l'shkias achama, he domel it feels ne'ilah. It's like feels ne'ilah, which we daven right at the end of the day. Ve'enem is chalevis min mincha shel shayamin. Therefore, it's not going to get confused with mincha of other days, which you see over here. They used to daven mincha on the earlier side, but when there's no ne'ilah, they would daven mincha tanis sibur later in the day. Therefore, it's doma to tefilas ne'ilah. Hilkach yesh ba nesias kapayim. Therefore, there will be nesias kapayim at mincha on his tanis tzibur that does not have ne'ilah. So it sort of flips around. He first seems to say that we're never going to say nesias kapayim at mincha. Now it basically says that anytime you have tanis tzibur, you will have nesias kapayim at mincha. Why? Because it's makom ne'ilah. Only when the ne'ilah you don't do nesias kapayim at mincha. So therefore, number one for sure, Yom Kippur, there is no nesias kapayim at mincha. That's nekudah. That's for sure. It sounds like, though, there would be nesias kapayim at mincha at a tanis tzibur. Okay? However, now, that's true if you're going to be davening mincha later on. Like it says over here, it's b'makom ne'ilah, they daven later on. So for sure, mincha ketanel, when you daven later mincha, there's going to be nesias kapayim. The shaila is, what if you don't do like the Shulchan Aruch? They daven mincha earlier. Like many of the minhags, daven mincha gedola, also at a tanis tzibur, 1 o'clock and 1:30 mincha, whatever it might be, they daven, do you then say nesias kapayim at mincha when you're davening mincha gedola? This becomes a gigantic machlokas in the poskim. The pashas over here, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say also, only when you're davening later on, then you are going to say nesias kapayim. If not, then you are not going to have nesias kapayim. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. The Chazon Ish, in a famous piece, the Chazon Ish writes, explains how he understands the sugya in Maseches Tainis. It sounds like over here, it doesn't really, they made a gezeira that basically, Tanis Tzibor, that does not have ne'ilah, you do nesias kapayim. The reason was because they would daven later on, but Eina Chanami, even if you daven earlier on, the Chazon Ish still says you still do nesias kapayim, even though you're going to be davening mincha gedolah. That's the shita of the Chazon Ish, and that is his psak in some mufalav. Most tziburs, even here in the Rova, in the Ramban, they do not do nesias kapayim when they daven mincha gedolah. However, and that's also, I believe, the psak of Rav Avadia, he also mincha gedolah, no nesias kapayim. However, in our yeshiva, we follow like the Chazon Ish, and by the way, Marina Ravina Ravina was very happy about it also. Whatever, there was, without getting into it, there was once here in the summer a little bit of fight about it, and Rav Nevin saw himself. But now he said, the minhag here is the nesias kapayim, and we did the nesias kapayim here, even at mincha gedolah, like we did yesterday. Also, we did the nesias kapayim even at mincha gedolah. Okay? So that's in terms of that. Why mincha is what at musaf? Musaf, you're allowed to eat also before musaf. So why do we allow you to do the nesias kapayim before musaf? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkaten Gimel. He says, "Shinishtaker besuda." So we're afraid of mincha; he's going to get drunk in the suda. V'shikar also nesias kapayim. Mashe ain kein b'musaf lo gazru, which is not the case. By musaf, you're not making gzera. The kaven sha'asuli sod sudas keva kodem musaf. Even though you're allowed to eat before musaf, like many did at a kiddush before musaf on Rosh Hashanah, let's say before they daven musaf. However, that's only kim tima ba'almi. You know, you're allowed to taste food. You'll have a little bit. Okay? Therefore, we're not afraid you're going to become drunk eating this little bit, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to go ahead and do Nesias Kapayim. And most often, you do not make a gezer. Okay, last thing over here is, now, in terms of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, there's a separate problem that we get to. Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur happens to be that in Rov Tzibors, what happens if you get to Nesias Kapayim, which is all the way at the end of Ne'ilah, if you start Ne'ilah a little before Shkia, you get to Nesias Kapayim after Shkia. And if you're doing Nesias Kapayim after Shkia, are you allowed to do Nesias Kapayim? Even though we just said it in Ne'ilah, you do Nesias Kapayim. Now, if you make this the cheshbon, it would make sense. You're going to get Nesias Kapayim after Shkia. So, this is why Rav Katz Paskins, and this is why we do the yeshiva. What we do is we turn things around and we skip a lot of the slichos that we say in Ne'ilah, and we skip straight to basically Nesias Kapayim. We finish Chazar HaShas, we get to Nesias Kapayim, we get Nesias Kapayim in a few minutes before Shkia, and then we jump back and we do the rest of the slichos, and all for this reason. You'll see, we'll skip around, you won't go in the order of your machzer. It's in order for this reason, in order to get Nesias Kapayim in before Shkia. Others say, no. Others say that since Ne'ilah, we are goes there to do Nesias Kapayim, even if it's after Shkia a little bit, and before it's Issachar Chavim. But after Shkia, you're still allowed to do Nesias Kapayim, and Rav Levinson's house, that's how they do it. They do it, they go in order of the Machzer, and they get to Nesias Kapayim, and those after Shkia, they do Nesias Kapayim over there. Rav Avadya also, in Yoredei Chelek Dalet Simin Mem, also brought down in the Halacha Brur over here, also Paskins like this, that Lamaisa after Shkia is going to be Mutter as long as you do it before Tzeisa Kochavim, and therefore that's how they're going to go ahead and go do the Nesias Kapayim, even though it's after Shkia. That's this Machlokas over here. Ad Kan for today.